And then she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away in these two. In other words, a simple sheet and a lower garment that was hard, thick. Wasn't anything luxury, wasn't anything expensive. In other words, he's right up till the time he had passed away, from the time he had begun into this hadith. We'll see that how difficult the initial stages were. But right up till the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been parada from this world, this was his lifestyle. He chose nothing to be high and didn't choose a lifestyle of luxury for himself. But the simple clothes, she had taken it out and she had showed them. One lesson we learned from here also is that things that we can share with others, we should try and share. Information, experiences, stories that we can share with other people that people can learn from, then we should share, because that knowledge will take with us and will go, the person will pass away. But a lot of experiences he'll take with him into the qabr and other people can't benefit. So here she saw that opportunity, she took it out, she showed it to them, it was a sabak for them. That these were the simple clothes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One upper garment, one lower garment, so thick and coarse, etc. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a sabak also for them. Today's hadith one, an Khalid ibn Umair al-Adawi, qala, khatabana Utbah ibn Ghazwana radiyallahu anhu. That Khalid ibn Umair al-Adawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Utbah ibn Ghazwan radiyallahu anhu, he addressed us in his sermon. In other words, he gave us a talk. Now Utbah ibn Ghazwan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had accepted Islam very, very early. One of the first peoples to accept Islam. He made hijrah to Abyssinia, when this first sahaba made hijrah to Abyssinia. And then he also fought in the Battle of Badr. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he fought in many expeditions. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu eventually sent him towards Iraq, and he was made now the governor of Basra. So later on in life now he was the governor of Basra, but he's also taught from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we today can benefit from his experiences and what he had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ أَمِيرًا عَلَى الْبَصْرَةِ Utbah bin Ghazwan radiallahu anhu, he was the Amir of Basra. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَسْنَى عَلَيْهِ So he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ قَالَ أَمَّا بَعْدَ Then he said, Amma Ba'd. That's what Amma Ba'd we had always, you know, in the talks, etc. It's a word that, or expression that is used that to proceed. In other words, proceeding after saying the kalimat of hamd, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who's talking now is actually proceeding with the talk. So this is what is meant by Amma Ba'd. So anyway, he said to proceed, and he carried on giving his talk. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ آذَنَتْ بِسُرْمٍ This world, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, this world has already announced that it is going to end. وَوَلَّتْ حَذَّاءً And this world is retreating very, very swiftly. In other words, this dunya that we are chasing after, it has already given an announcement that I'm going to end, and it's also moving away in that direction towards end very, very quickly. وَلَمْ يَبْقَى مِنْهَا إِلَّا صُبَابَةٌ كَصُبَابَةِ الْإِنَاءِ يَتَصَابُّهَا صَاحِبُهَا And the only thing that is left of this dunya is like the example, beautiful example, is like a person that fills up a bottle and then he empties the contents, either he drinks it or he pours the contents out. Now that little bit of water that's left in the utensil or that bottle, whatever container, that a little, we'll always find a little bit of water that's left behind. He said that is what is left of the dunya only. That's all that is left of the dunya, is like the remaining water of that utensil that has been poured out. وَإِنَّكُمْ مُنْتَقِلُونَ مِنْهَا إِلَىٰ دَارٍ لَا زَوَالَ لَهَا And you are moving to such an abode which will never ever end. It will just continue and continue and continue. In this world, a man remembers when he was young, and he remembers when he gets married, when he got married, and he remembers having his first child. And sometimes the person will remember his grandchildren. Some people, Allah bless all of us, some people even see their great-grandchildren. But there is a point comes where the person will have to leave everything and he'll have to go. So he's putting us, turning our Nabi alayhi salam, putting our attention, you're going to such a abode where la zawalala. Forget about only seeing grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You'll continue staying and staying and staying forever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَانْتَقِلُوا بِخَيْرِ مَا بِحَضَرَتِكُمْ Then move to that abode with what the best possibly you can take and move to that abode. That's what you should be doing. Then go to that place with what's the best possible things you can take and go. Move with that. In other words, take the best a'mal and go to that place. Sometimes a person is moving home, and now in his old house, he sees a lot of things that he feels won't fit into the new house. These things are old and these things are not nice. He just gives all those things away. In other words, he leaves it. He doesn't pay attention to a lot of things that he don't want to take into his new house. So here, this is the example that we are moving to such an abode. We are moving for a new abode. Take the best things. In other words, leave those things that don't interest us. Those things that are not, doesn't concern a mu'min in this world, don't take those with him. Only take the best that he can take to akhirat. So when he's there, he'll enjoy the beauty that he has taken. Like the person who moves to the new house, he takes only the best things into the new house. He leaves all the old things that are broken, etc. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, take the best things and go to that world. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ الْحَجَرَ يُلْقَى مِنْ شَفِيرِ جَهَنَّمْ فَيَهْوِي فِيهَا سَبْعِينَ عَامًا. So verily it was told to us, the Sahabi is saying, it was told to us that a stone will be thrown into the pit of Jahannam, and it will continue falling for 70 years. لَا يُدْرِكُ لَهَا قَعْرًا. It won't reach the bottom of Jahannam. In other words, Jahannam is so deep. Wallahi latumla'anna. I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Jahannam will be full. Today in the Fajr namaz we read that ayat. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Allah Pak will mention to fire the Jahannam on that day that halim talati, and are you full now? In other words, have you got enough occupants? Jahannam will say hal mim mazid, is there more? Is there more? Calling out for more until such an extent that Allah Pak will have to stamp upon Jahannam and Jahannam will get full. So yeah, he's saying wallahi la tumla anna, Jahannam will get full. Afa ajibtum, then he said, are you surprised? وَلَقَدْ ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ مِسْرَعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَارِعِ الْجَنَّةِ مَصِيرَةُ أَرْبَعِينَ عَامًا. It has been mentioned to us that between the two door frames of Jannat is a distance of 40 years. Creating hope in us. This is in the style of Quran and Hadith. When Jahannam is mentioned, Al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned about Jannat to create hope in us. That don't lose hope. That between the two door frames of Jannat, can you imagine how big that door will be? 40 years distance. And then he says, وَلَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمٌ وَهُوَ كَذِيدٌ. And a day will come when that will, Jannah will also be crowded. Inshallah. So there's hope that inshallah many people will enter Jannah. The Jannah will also be crowded on that day. مِنَ الزِّحَامِ وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي سَبْعَةِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And yeah, he's giving his experience now. He's sharing his experience. He said, I remember the day when I was one of seven of Sahaba. In other words, there were just seven believers at that time. I remember the day when I was one of seven with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا لَنَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا وَرَقُ الشَّجَرِ. We didn't have any food to eat except the leaves of the tree. Only we had leaves of the tree to eat. حَتَّى فَرِحَتْ أَشْدَاقُنَا. To such an extent that it would cause our gums to become ulcerated. Because we would chew on these leaves, so it would affect our gums. Our gums used to become ulcerated. فَالْتَقَطْتُ بُرُدَةً فشققتها بيني وبين سعد بن مالك وبين سعد بن مالك رضي الله عنه. He said that I had one cloth, and that also, that cloth, I didn't use it for myself. I took that cloth, I tore it in half. I used half to cover my lower body, and I gave that other half to Sa'd ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, so that he could also cover his lower body. In other words, we didn't have enough clothes also. فتزرت بنصفها. I covered, I used half as a lower garment. وَتَّزَرَ سَعْدُ بِنِسْفِهَا. Sa'd used, Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he used half to cover his lower self. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ الْيَوْمِ. And now he said, today now I'm the governor of Basra. He said, today we have become, each one of us have become a governor and an amir of some town. أَمِيرًا أَصْبَحَ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا فَمَا أَصْبَحَ الْيَوْمُ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أَصْبَحَ أَمِيرًا عَلَى مِصْرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْصَارِ. So he said, each one of us today has become a governor. In other words, we've got a much better life today than we had that time. So he's regretting, not regretting, but he's sad that how hard and difficult it was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he makes a dua which has beautiful words in it. He said, وَإِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ فِي نَفْسِي عَظِيمًا وَعِنَّ اللَّهِ صَغِيرًا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection that I regard myself in my eyes to be somebody big. I'm the governor, I'm the leader, I'm the head of the town, I'm the head of the city. I ask Allah Pak, Allah Pak, save me from thinking to myself to be big in my eyes. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ صَغِيرًا. Whereas in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm a nobody. I'm a non-entity. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves me from thinking that I am big. What a beautiful dua that a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save himself from thinking that he is big. Imagine, he was one of the first Sahaba. So much of Qurbani he made. He was in the Battle of Badr. He went to Abyssinia. And then he was one of the seven with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made so much of Qurbani, but yet he's making the dua that I shouldn't think that I'm somebody big. How can we ever think that we are somebody big? And great Sahaba like that made this dua, oh Allah subhanallah, save me from thinking that I am big, whereas in your eyes I am nobody, I'm a non-entity, I'm somebody small. This should be the style of a believer. All the time he should think that he is nobody, he is nothing. to look down upon himself, and then Allah Pak will cause him to rise, inshallah. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.